Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. This is I Allegedly. And I've got a good one for you today because I got fired for having bad credit. And please don't forget to hit the like button. Please don't forget to subscribe to the channel. And let's get right into it. I had a great video sent to me about a woman who worked for a large company back east, and she was talking about how they had a manager's meeting. And the manager's meeting were talking about how they weren't going to promote anybody because they were going to start looking into people's credit. Now, you can sit there and go, "That's illegal. You can't do that, Dan. You can't check a person's credit." Sure, you can. You can. Now, California has got some of the strictest labor laws, and you cannot lose your job because of your credit. Or can you? You can if you are in a management position, you're being entrusted with trade secrets, cash in excess of $10,000, different things like that. You can lose your job over. And this one woman is, talking about this, and she says, "This is horrible because right now, my credit's terrible. I went through a divorce and I'm just barely getting by." And that's what she was trying to explain to everybody, that it was awful and that she was going through a real difficult time for that. So, with that being said, you're seeing more and more restrictions put on people. The problem with it is, what is the greatest way to save money in a business? Get rid of people. And they're going to get more and more creative over the course of the next year. You're going to see things come up. You're going to see them cut back. We just talked about how Boeing didn't, "Hey, we pulled back our 30% offer." Well, you know what? You guys aren't really worth 30% more. You're going to see people lose their jobs. You're going to see benefits, perks, everything. My son, who is a, in his early 20s, starting his career, working multiple jobs, interviews, and they said, "Listen, we can give you 3 days a week. Is that a problem?" No. "Is it a problem that I have another job to supplement my income?" No, not at all. Understand, these are the dates we want you. We don't want to hear that you're not going to be here. We don't want to hear that it conflicts with the other job. No, this is when I work at the other jobs. Okay, great. They're getting rid of people. They're cutting people back. I'm telling you this right now, and that people are blown away. The 11 states say that this is illegal. Even California, I started researching this and going through the labor laws. There's a myriad of things they can fire you for if they feel like it. If they feel like it. So, I had a friend of mine who worked at a bank, and I called her about this, and she said, "I told you about this. Every year, they would make us take a 2 week vacation that was set." She had hers right around Christmas time. So, got the holidays off, and then she had 2 weeks off. But what they would do is they would go through the entire account, an accounting of everything that she did to see if she had done any shenanigans or anything like that. And that way, they had enough time to replace her if she had done anything wrong. So, people like this, they looked at things like this. They looked at her credit report. And again, guys, I've been divorced. I've, had situations where I've lost everything, guys. And it was, the best lesson in my life. And, the people that write me, people that pen an email, write an email out to say, "Oh my God, you're just so doom and gloom." Everything that I talk about comes from experience, guys. And I'm telling you, the best thing that you can do is prep yourself because the world is not going to take care of you. Your employer doesn't care about you. Your employer, "Oh, yes, we do. All we do is care about our staff." BS, okay? They don't care. They want to cut people back and they want to fire people left and right. And again, this woman was completely blown away because, she was a good employee, showed up. But she was saying, "Hey, listen, I screw up every now and then, and I'm worried that if they ever run my credit report, they're going to figure out that I'm not a good credit risk right now because I'm barely getting by." How many of you have gotten a better job because your life had fallen apart or you had to start all over again? Okay? Hello? Okay? Those are the best learning experiences of my life. But again, your job does not define you. Doesn't define you as your moral, your type of person you are. People sometimes take jobs and think, "Oh, this is so beneath me." Well, again, what's your credit like during those times? What's your credit like after your divorce? Okay? Man, oh man. people. I've seen people destroyed over and over again, and they make such a big deal out of this. But I was blown away by this because as I thought, can they really do that? They can. They can do it, and it's done all the time. So people get fired for bad credit. I'm telling you, you'd rather explain yourself away up front than go, really? Oh my gosh, I'm behind on my mortgage. I did not know that. That's interesting, because then you're just a liar at that point. And the other point is that they don't want to entrust somebody with a management position and moving you up if you can't manage your own life. That's what the thinking is. Makes a lot of sense to me, but you know, I was blown away that in this world, everything that I read, everything that pointed to making this video was that we've got to get rid of 60 people. What are we going to do to get rid of 60 people? You know, run their credit reports. Let's do that. Run them. Let's figure out, get rid of the deadbeats. Okay? Management, they can put you through tests. They can put you on a PIP, you know, the performance improvement plan, all that stuff. Every HR person that's ever written me, everyone, not one has said, oh, just work through it. They've all said, if you get on a performance improvement plan, you're going to get fired. So if a company wants to get rid of you, they're going to get rid of you. In this state, it's no fault, but there's all these rights for these employees. It's nuts. So, you know, let me know about this. Let me know if you've ever been fired for your bad credit too, you know. And again, what people don't get is your history, your past should be a learning experience for you. It should be something that you move on from and improve your life. You know, I just like being 65 years old, not paying my bills. Okay. We meet deadbeats like that, but that's not what you want to do. Okay. So next thing is Bob Kudla is our favorite stock guy that everybody wants. And everybody has asked for this stock class, and it is happening October 15th at 1:30. So many of you have signed up for this. And this is Bob's trading class on how to trade stocks. And it's very reasonably priced, and space is limited, but a lot of you have signed up for it. So I would hurry and sign up, because on the 15th at 1:30, it's done. And he's going to tell me when he's going to shut it off, so it could shut off any time. So please sign up for it now. And the next thing also is we have our private channel called I Allegedly Live that I absolutely love doing, because it's all the uncensored stuff we can't talk about on other platforms. And a lot of you have enjoyed that. And I've posted a bunch of videos on that too as well. iallegedly.tv is where you sign up for this. Both of these things you can sign up for in the link below. So let me know. Hopefully I will see you at both places. Let's talk about our sponsor, Delete Me. Think about this. Data brokers are compiling our personal information all the time. And recently, it was found out that over two-thirds of the entire country had their data breached and stolen. Your personal information, whether you like it or not, is out there. Delete Me is a fantastic service that I've used for months now. And what it does is it gets you removed from the data brokers. Data brokers compile everything from your name, your phone number, your address, your email, your home, your home's net worth, your job, everything about you. And they can help eliminate this. You can go to joindeleteme.com/iallegedly and sign up and save 20%. Or you can use this URL and click on this QR code and take a picture of it. Use your phone and you can sign up today. This is amazing because it works so well. Think of all the data breaches that we've had over the course of the last 6 months. Your name and information is out there. You want to eliminate this. The best thing about Delete Me is after you sign up, they give you a detailed report in 7 days and show you everything that has been removed. Plus, it's an ongoing service that is continually deleted. Take a picture of the QR code here, or use the link below, joindeleteme.com/iallegedly. Save 20%, but get this today, guys. It's fantastic. I found a great study on how there's actually more emissions caused by people that drive electric vehicles than there are people that drive regular vehicles. And as you read this, it just starts ripping on these people, because it says that, yeah, they may not have, you know, carbon emissions with their car, and they may have less there, but these are people that do all these different travel and cause more emissions than anybody else, which I thought was kind of funny. Read the article, because it's below, and I enjoyed it. One thing that's very interesting is Cybertrucks were dropped by Geico, and they said that there are challenges with fixing these vehicles. And I started researching this. Okay, was it 2 Cybertrucks? Was it 20? It was a lot of them. And that they dropped. They just don't want the vehicle to be with Geico. So, again, repairing the cars is a problem, they're saying, because it's just so difficult to do that. Now, this led me to the Cybertruck Club. There's a club for Cybertrucks. Again, guys, I don't care what industry you're in. I don't care what you do for a living. I don't care what hobbies you have. There are clubs. There are groups. There are things like that. Do you guys know if there was a Cybertruck club? Well, I guarantee that there's going to be other EV car clubs and things like that you could join, or, you know, badminton clubs, whatever. But read that below, because it was fascinating, because they're trying to overcome the Geico situation. How can we combat this? How can we let them know that this is a great car to drive and it's safe and it doesn't break down percentage-wise, whatever. So as I learn more about these EV cars, you know, they're trying to push the hydrogen, which is very expensive here in California. The cars you can get for an absolute song, but the hydrogen is expensive. They're trying to have, you know, plug-in chargers that could charge cars quickly. And, you know, people have sent me information on the GM car charger that can make it so that you can charge a GM car, you know, for $250 at a Tesla station. Look at Bay Island. Isn't that wild? Just ripping down that house with studs. See, what's funny is if you do that, it's considered a remodel. It's not considered new construction. So you can leave the structure. The permit's much easier. It's much faster. You don't have all that nonsense. But they're just doing that down to the studs. And then they'll remodel the entire house and then have themselves a nice $15 million house like that one. Okay? So let me know what you think so far. There's a great way to get some cash right now if you lived here in California and you bought gasoline between February 2015 and November 2015. These companies were accused of price gouging people, and they did. They got caught. It's a $37.5 million settlement for people. The link will be below on how to get that. And so many insurance companies. There's now 7 insurance companies. I think it's going to climb to 11 here in California. They're not writing policies anymore. And you have to understand the severity of this, and that, you know, people don't want to sit there and deal with this. The hurricane has brought up such a great point, and that I was hearing some guy on the radio talk about this. The older people are right now, they don't want to deal with remodeling their house. They don't want to deal with drywall issues and furniture issues and things like that. They just want to sit there and watch the game, read the paper, and do whatever they want to do, play a little golf and, you know, get something to eat. They don't want to worry about fixing anything, which when the older you get, yeah, I get it. That's your right to do that. You know, suburban homeowners insurances, you're seeing a lot more of them get canceled too in the middle of the country. This one's disgusting. Think about this. They're ADT. I talked about them a month and a half ago about how they got a hack. And customers that have the security services from ADT happen again. They just released their 8K for the company. They have over 13,000 employees, and they do almost $5 billion in business, and your data is not safe with them. So telling you guys, this is stuff that you have to watch this stuff on a regular basis. It has to. You have to be careful and be leery of everything. Look at your finances. Because I'm telling you, I have friends. Oh my gosh, you know, I had a bogus charge. That restaurant charged me twice. I went to the parking garage And then I got notified by Bank of America that maybe my card was compromised. Pay attention to this stuff, guys. Pay attention to your charges. The greatest thing that I have with Capital One is every time I do a charge, it sends me, sends me a text message to a specific phone. So if I'm sitting there and all of a sudden I get a text from Capital One and it's an online payment or something like that, I can, okay, that's fine. I know what that is. But you need to have things like this so you don't have to worry about where your money's going, because it will be a problem. It's going to be a problem, bigger and bigger problem. California has a $46 billion shortfall of money, $46 billion. They have a $288 billion budget. What they're going to do, think about this one. They're going to cut 10,000 jobs that don't exist. They're phantom jobs. Jobs they were thinking about hiring for next year, 10,000 jobs are just going to disappear. That should save them about $2 billion. And I'm like, wait a second, this doesn't make sense. You know, you don't have a job. They're not paying somebody for this job, but you're going to save $2 billion. Yeah, because we're not going to put that in the budget next year. Wow. So you want to get a hold of somebody in government, it's going to get worse. You know, one thing I liked about Governor DeSantis before Hurricane Milton hit, and right now we're starting to get some of the numbers in, and it looks like Hurricane Milton is going to be the most expensive hurricane in history. But he said, I just want to have something simple. Like, looters will meet shooters. So we're a Second Amendment state, and you guys need to stay away from doing anything nefarious in our state. And you can be met with people, you know, because looters will meet shooters. So I just thought, wow, that's terrible. Because, you know, people are like, oh, this is going to be great. I had all these stories sent to me about the people that wanted to stay, and then they can't find some of these people now. It's terrible. That's awful right now. So the other thing is, again, they anticipate the damage. Right now, early estimates, $245 billion in damage. The most expensive hurricane in history. That's outrageous, guys. It's unbelievable. So hope everybody's safe. And hope the weather's better where you guys are at. I'm going to finish this video with these last few stories. Western Forest Products out of British Columbia, Canada, said that they're not going to produce as much forestry products, wood, over the course of the next few months, and prices are definitely going to go up. You're going to see that. Now, to end this on a good note, you know, I talked to you about that lineman I met last week, Clinton. Good guy. He is a lineman. Governor DeSantis said they had 50,000 linemen ready to bring back power to Florida. That's amazing. That's great news. And also, there was a chicken farm in Iowa that went bankrupt. And, the company went down for the count. They had 14 different locations. And the Department of Agriculture said that Pure Prairie Poultry, they'd saved all of the chickens. So none of the chickens died. They ran out of food. They had no money to feed the chickens. And they put that together. So there's some good news. So 1.4 million chickens were saved during this time. Share stories at hello@iallegedly.com. Please don't forget to hit the like button. Subscribe to the channel. Onward and upward, guys. I will see you very soon. A lot of gloomy weather at the beach lately. Have you noticed that? Just come down here and it's dark. Okay? I'll see you guys soon.